This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the main event. Let's get ready to rumble!
Yee-hoo! Good morning, Melbourne.
Good morning, Melbourne. It is 23 minutes to 7. You're on the tag team this morning. It is only 11 degrees.
It's what?
I'm afraid to say. Oh. It's only 11 degrees.
Okay.
It's a grim old day.
All right. It doesn't matter to Harry, though. She's still dancing away.
Oh, I got in the car this morning, and I said to Hunter, I was like, oh, how light is it today? And it's lovely and light. He said, yeah, but the weather, mate, no.
It's an awful day.
Aww.
It's an awful day, and it was 10 to 6 in the morning. I'm not going to have a little happy clappy dance about what a beautiful day it is, mate.
It's really nice, though, how you two came into work together while I caught the tram by myself. It's fine. I'm not mad about it. It's fine.
You're running a good race for us, and not all heroes wear capes, Chris. So.
No, they don't. They don't all wear capes. Speaking of heroes, we've got a lot coming up today. I'm going to talk to you about what do you do when somebody buys you a disgusting piece of art?
Oh.
We better talk about that one earlier before everyone's listening, I reckon.
And I want to hear about your work lunch, Harry. There's something going on there.
There is something going on. And guys, I'm off to church this week.
Oh,
we've got to talk about it.
All right, well, you think that's slow. Earlier in the week, guys, I ran into my ex in spectacular fashion.
All day, every day. Joy 94.9. On air and online at joy.org.au.
You're on the tag team this morning with Harry, Hunter and Chris.
Danny Minogue getting you started there.
It's nice. It felt good. It felt... unusual.
It really woke my brain up, which is good because it's just in time. Because Harry, you're here to give us a bit of brain training, I hear.
Oh, guys, I've got a riddle for you.
Okay.
Now, I've never been very good at riddles, right? So this is why I'm asking.
I'm no good at riddles either. I don't think I've ever got one. And why is a raven like a desk? You know that one? Something like that.
Yeah. That's fine.
I don't know that one.
Okay. Well,
all right. So first riddle. Here we go.
All right.
If Teresa's daughter is my daughter's mother, what am I to Teresa? A, grandmother. B, mother. C, daughter. D, granddaughter. Or E, I am Teresa.
Daughter.
Daughter. You're Teresa's daughter.
If Teresa's daughter is my daughter's mother.
Yeah. You are your daughter's mother. Get it?
I'm my daughter's mother.
Yeah. So you are the mother to your daughter. So if Teresa...
That's her answer. Daughter.
Yeah. Daughter.
Daughter. Okay. Yeah. Well, correct.
Yes.
Oh.
I mean, I can either confirm nor deny it because I...
Oh, so you don't know the answer.
No, I try.
Harry, you don't know the answer.
Well, this is why I'm asking you.
Okay, so...
This
so
is why
just,
I'm asking.
Spoiler. Harry did send us this riddle ahead of time, and so I had some time to think about
it. Yeah, I knew Chris would know.
And all I did was give Teresa's daughter a name. In this example, Angharad is the name. Like, so Teresa's daughter, Angharad.
There's no point bragging about how you got to the answer because we don't know if it's right.
It is.
It is 100% right.
It is right.
I bet it's right.
It
I
is.
Bet
well,
you a dollar.
Well, B did come up a lot when I was looking at the answer, but I couldn't get a definite.
So are you saying this riddle is ungoogleable?
Well, I mean,
you should not try to Google
it. It is, you know, generic search engine approved, yes. But I just couldn't find a thing that was like, this is the
answer.
Well,
why don't you pop on a song and I'll try and find a definitive answer.
All right.
And then we'll come back and we'll crown the winner.
I believe the winner is me. I've already solved the riddle.
All right, what about this riddle? I'm gold in colour and slippery to the touch. I am butter, what am I?
Butter.
Butter? Yeah, you just said that.
Missed your favourite show? Head to the new Joy website and click on podcasts to catch up with the best Joy has to offer. joy.org.au.
If you're just waking up, you've missed some ripper content. Harry gave us a riddle.
I'll give it to you again. Let me just find it. All right. So the riddle is, if Teresa's daughter is my daughter's mother, what am I to Teresa? Am I her grandmother, mother, daughter, granddaughter. I am the captain now.
So Chris and I instantly selected daughter, and then we went to you for confirmation, but you hadn't looked up the answer.
The reason you were asking us the riddle is because you wanted to know the answer.
Well, yeah, I tried to search it on another social media platform and did not work.
Yeah.
But we popped it into Google, and there it is, and it was daughter. So high five, Chris.
Yes!
We won. And well done to everyone at home who presumably got it as quickly as we did too.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's very hard. Apparently it broke the internet.
How?
It broke the internet? Yeah, because nobody could get
I'm
it.
I'm not a smart duck, and I got it straight away.
No, Chris was like, what do you say, it's a circle in a circle or something?
Well, yeah, it's a closing loop. Someone's daughter's mother is that same person.
Yeah, it's an enigma wrapped up in a conundrum, if you ask me. That's exactly what. Now, guys.
Yes, sorry.
We, in work, you know, my crazy bunch of clowns.
Yeah, yeah. Pank Patrol down there at work, isn't it?
It really is. We've decided to do Secret Sandra this year.
Secret Sandra.
Well, what happened was, went to type Secret Sandra into my phone and it auto-corrected to Sandra. And I was like, I love that. I love that. We're keeping that.
All right.
Keep that. So we're going to do it this year. But what we've decided is $20 max, right?
Yeah.
And you have to buy for two people. So you've got to buy a naughty and a nice gift.
Ooh.
So every person gets a naughty and a nice gift.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, is the naughty gift as in, like, naughty, like, sexy, or naughty as in, like, something like an actual piece of crap?
Yeah, it's a shit gift.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Got it.
So do you have to earn it somehow? Like, do something good to get the good gift?
Or? No, you just buy someone a nice gift and a naughty gift.
Oh, that sounds fun.
What if people in your office have bad taste and the person who gets a naughty gift and a nice gift can't tell them apart?
Yeah, exactly! It could be a risky little game, I'm not going to lie.
Social nightmare.
Yeah, it's going to be a social. But so we've all picked, and I've got good ones, but I don't know what I'm getting yet.
Okay,
I'm thinking for the naughty. They're not listening, and I know that because I ask them every week, and they say no, they didn't listen. So morning, everyone.
So you get two naughty gifts then, because
yeah, exactly.
They suck.
So I think I'm going to get like a blow up inflatable from like the cheapy shop.
Yeah,
and blow it up and then
get that,
wrap
but
it.
Make it like a big, make it something dirty. Like
you think
a hen,
so?
One of those hen's night ones. Yeah, I went to a hen's night once and we played quoits on a giant inflatable penis.
Oh.
Yeah, get one of them.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good one.
And then, might set you back more than $10 though, because it isn't, those novelty stores, you know, they don't come cheap.
That's true. Yeah. But worth it. So you're going to blow it up and then wrap it blown up.
Yeah, that's not in the rules though. It has to be, I have to stick to the limits. If it's more than $10, I've gone over.
Okay. No. Okay. Harry. When has anyone ever stuck to the limit of a Secret Sandra? Ever?
Them's the rule. As a never rule breaker and a never nude, you should know this.
No, I continually break that rule, and I think everyone does. Like, people come under sometimes if they're tight asses, but if you find a gift that's good or it's good for your recipient, you got to break that rule.
Nah. Hunter?
Yeah, I suppose you could pretend you're sticking to the rule, but then buy a much better gift, like break the rule and then become the star of the party. Like, we do a thing called Shit Kringle in my friends, where you have to buy a present for $10, and one friend, Megan, will always just go out and buy someone a couple of gold class vouchers. So if so everyone else will get, like the world's worst cake from the supermarket or everything under $10, and then she'll be like, oh, I couldn't think of anything, so I just got two gold class tickets. And then so we, like, fight to the death
Megan?
To get that present. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That's her, though. She's a high roller.
Have you guys heard of Evil Santa or Evil Sandra in this
no.
instance?
No.
It's where you do the same thing as a Secret Santa. Everyone gets a present for someone else, but you get draw numbers out of a hat and you're in order. And so the first person goes and picks a gift out of the pile. The second person can either steal that gift or get a new one.
It's so a if bit you're of a down in that game, though. Everyone just ends up feeling ripped off.
It is true.
Like, no one leaves me like, I got this great gift. It's just one person like, I got the best gift, and everyone else is sad.
Yeah. And actually, that time the time I've done it, we had a rule breaker because there was like all this garbage and then a popcorn maker. And that thing went from hand to hand the entire afternoon.
Yeah.
Okay, I take it back. That's a garbage idea. Go back to the Secret Sandra.
You're on the tag team. It's 6:58. You're on Joy. You are in the tag team this morning. It's 6:11. You're with Harry Hunter and Christopher.
Now, Harry, I'm concerned. Because written down in front of me on our planner is appropriate work lunches. Now, I don't know the details, but this sounds bad.
Right. Well, I don't think it's bad, but I'll let you guys be the judge. It's not that you ever judge me. Now, I'm back big style. I'm back big style into taking my lunches to work.
Yeah, great.
I had a couple of days off because usually I do my classic broccoli, sweet potato and probably a tin of tuna. That's usually my work lunch. But now we've got a stove. And we've got a frying pan. And one of the guys was cooking on it last week, and I was like, oh, I should definitely get around this. So I've been taking stuff in to cook on the pen. From scratch? Yeah.
Okay.
So Tuesday I did chicken, and that was fine.
Yeah.
Everybody had an opinion about the chicken that was walking in, but that's fine. And yesterday I did mince.
I don't know. I think it's appropriate to heat up a lunch at work, but I don't think you should be cooking meat from scratch.
No.
How much time do you have?
It literally takes 10 minutes.
I must feel like people are walking onto the set of Huey's Cooking Adventures.
I'm still stuck in the fact that your work kitchen has a stove and actual, like, cookware.
Yeah, it's very ritzy. Certainly not a classic office kitchenette.
That's right. As Hunter would say, don't jump over your diamonds, workplace. Yeah.
Well, I mean, look, it's not... They haven't got a fan in the toilet. So sometimes if we're talking about ritzy, it's
okay,
not
okay, so swings and roundabouts.
Yeah.
So was there some complaints from co-workers about cooking of the mince?
Yeah, well, they were like, oh, you're cooking mince. And I, like, shut the door to make sure the smell stayed in. I put the extractor fan on.
Yeah.
You know, I was very considerate. But they just couldn't get around the fact that I was cooking mince at work. And then they came back in and were like, oh, there's a weird smell in you. And I was like, I know that's directed me. But also, I've got a new scent, a new perfume. When I wore that to work, they're like, oh, what is that smell? Oh,
well, so I did that this morning.
I know, but you said it in a nice way.
So is it a mincemeat spray? Is it a Bologna?
They're very opinionated. And I think they should be more supportive of my diet choices, because they're always critiquing me.
No, I disagree, because I have the misfortune of sitting very close to the office kitchen.
Yeah.
Which has its ups and downs, because you do have to suffer some indescribable wafts.
Really?
But the upside is people think they can't be heard in the kitchen, and they can, and I get some ripper gossip.
Oh,
ripper kitchen gossip.
The only thing I will say is that you know when mince smells funny is when it's cheap mince. Was it cheap mince, Harry?
How very dare
you. Okay, I was just checking.
It was medium mince.
Okay, well, maybe upgrade to premium.
Yeah.
Maybe the 4-star stuff. Maybe that will...
I'm voting no. Cook your mince at home, mate.
All right, guys, so... We were just before talking about Harry's workplace and your cooking lunches.
Yes.
Yeah, I want to talk on a similar topic, but at the other end.
Oh, Christopher.
Yeah.
That's disgusting.
Okay. Oh, God.
So the toilet's at my work. See, other end.
Yeah, great.
Okay, so I went the other day.
You've made that little joke abundantly clear now, okay?
Thank you.
The other end.
Thank you. I went to go to the bathrooms at work the other day, and first thing I noticed, went to go on the door, was that there's this these two things stuck either side of the doorway, like that would register for a door to open.
Oh, yeah.
Like an infrared thing.
Yeah.
Which I play a lot of video games.
A door
games.
Counter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I immediately thought, okay, this is a booby trap.
On the cubicle or the entrance to the toilet?
Entrance to the toilet.
Okay.
Right. Well, you know what they're doing. They're worried about productivity, and they've tagged you, and they're seeing how much time you're spending in the bathroom.
Oh, they
in
are.
In the church.
They are in for a shock. But then, so at the inside of the bathroom, on the way out, just before you leave, there is now this panel, like a podium, like on a game show.
Ooh.
With four big buttons that says, how was your washroom experience today? Which, A, washroom, no one says that, just say bathroom.
Yep.
And then there's four buttons, with each one has a different face on it. A dark red, really angry face. A light red, kind of sad face. A light green, amused face.
Hang on, you're not rating your movements.
No, just your overall experience in the washroom that day.
Oh, we have that one at my work too, actually.
That's weird.
What? I always think, who the hell's filling out a survey on the way out of the toilet?
It's like
Don't touch those buttons.
Exactly.
Do not touch the buttons.
No.
Well, Chris, correct me if I'm wrong, but you work at a game show. So maybe they're just banking on you guys just being like, all right, like when you see buttons, you just
we're just going to push them. Yeah, just going to push them. What do
deal,
I mean?
No deal. I'm on. I mean.
Yeah. Well, I just, first of all, I found it like pop-up ads and online surveys are now permeating like real life. I can't even leave the bathroom without
it's
being asked what I
it's
think.
It's not an advertisement.
No,
though.
It's a survey.
It's a marketing ploy.
Yeah. And also, My general level of happiness or unhappiness with the bathroom is nothing to do with the bathroom, because it's the people who clean the bathroom doing the survey. It's the other people I work with terrible digestive problems. They're the people I want surveyed. I want those big panels of desks and happy and sad buttons on desks.
Oh, yes, yeah. So you can rate everyone.
So
as you
I can
go
walk
around.
Over to them and, yes, and
like
punch
that.
The unhappy button and go,
yes, like
that was disgusting. You need, what did your mother teach you?
I feel sorry for the cleaners at your work that are probably going to get in trouble because some meanie said the toilet experience is bad.
Yeah, that's what I feel like as well.
What's your cleaner's name?
I don't know.
Give me a shout out.
I would love one of those buttons.
Big hello to Olga from work if you're listening. Big hello.
The cleaners, don't you?
I don't really make a point of it. You know, a friend's a friend, Harry. A friend's a friend.
Come all.
Yes.
I never see
them. Crossing borders.
Yeah, cleaners, janitors, bus drivers, tram drivers, one and all. I wish that we had that.
I feel like you're mocking me, but that's actually how I feel.
Yeah. I know. That's exactly how you feel. I wish we had those rating systems at our toilet in work, because sometimes it smells like people just poop in the bin.
Okay, no, okay, that's enough. Wrap her up.
You are listening to the Dag Team with Ari, Untea, and Chris.
That's beautiful.
Harry's been doing a beautiful French accent, and I said, oh, you should do that accent instead of, you know, that one you're usually putting on.
And then I said, my grandfather has got his holiday.
She was
place
bragging.
Is in Torrevieja. And Hunter, what did you say, Hunter?
I said, is that a place in Wales?
Place in Wales.
It sounds Welsh, don't you think?
It's bad Espanol. Por favor.
Well, it's a lot of, you know, isn't it?
Guys, you I'd too. Come over to Spain with your family, I would, if it was for a party, because I want to tell you all about how I am the best at avoiding parties, and I feel like you might need my advice.
I really do, because I tell you what, I was asked yesterday point blank if I was going to the work Christmas party, and I just said no, and I didn't have time to think of an excuse, so when they asked me why, on the spot, I then replied without thinking, because it's boring.
Oh.
So now I'm in trouble.
Is it actually boring?
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, well,
so at the same venue every year, nothing is done. It's just like, there's some drinks, and then there's some speeches, and then there's more drinks. And
oh, but you could have fun.
You would tear up that dance floor.
Yeah, you would.
You are missing.
You're a good little mover.
Thanks, guys. but no.
No?
Not at this venue, no.
How do you feel about Chris about it? Oh, let me guess. You love them.
Well, thank you for just assuming on my behalf. But yeah, you are correct. Yeah. I do like a party. But do you know what, though? Is that I can't get too crazy at the party. This is the thing that I've learned. Is that I cannot be like center of the fun. Because I go too far.
Too far.
I go too far the other end. And then I'm the last one on the dance floor, dancing by myself.
All right.
Yeah.
So Harry can't go because she gets too crazy. I don't want to go because mine's boring. So please, Hunter, help us. How do you get out of parties?
Well, I can't go to my Christmas party this year because it clashes with Meredith Music Festival, which I'm going to.
Sure.
So that was a great excuse.
Humble brag.
That's not humble brag, Brad. That's a fact. Humble fact.
If you could say humble brag, that would be better. Carry on.
What were we talking about?
Avoiding Christmas parties? Did you just fake out?
Yeah, because you kept at me, and I just lost it altogether. Oh, I can't go because I'm at Meredith this year, but normally what I do is the key is to make up a very important event that you're not going to get caught out on.
Okay.
So often I like to cite my sister's birthday, but I only have one sister. So if I feel like I've used that a bit too much and the person doesn't know me that well, I'll make up a brother.
Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah. You need to invent a sibling that you can do anything to.
And that sibling can have kids as well, so it could be your nephew or nieces.
And more importantly, Chris, that sibling can die.
Ooh.
And that'll get you out of almost anything.
What is your brother's name?
Hans.
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 Hunter,
Hans.
And Madeline.
And Madeline, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah.
Right.
Because my in between the two of us, my mum had a wild affair with a Dutchman.
Sure, you have.
And it was Hans Christian Andersen, actually.
Jürgen.
And
named after his dad.
Yep, Hans Smith.
Wow, this story is seamless.
Yep.
And definitely, yeah, no one suspected.
So as you can see, if someone say, hey, are you going to come to the Christmas party? I'd say, look, I'd love to.
But Hans is in town.
Hans has just been diagnosed with stage 4, so I'll have to get back to you
stage
closer
fright.
To the date. Stage 4, stage fright.
Oh, man.
Hans is terribly nervous, so no, I won't be coming.
I can't come. His eczema's playing up.
Yeah. Oh. Okay, don't joke, babe. Okay, you know I've got seasonal eczema, and it's coming into summer.
Is it stage 4 seasonal eczema?
It's coming into summer.
It really is. Gloves sometimes.
Oh.
Gloves in the shower.
All right, well, thank you for that.
The skin just falls right off.
Oh.
It does. It peels off like an onion.
Oh, so hang on. Wait, so Harry gets cut off mid-sentence when she talks about too much poop, but you can talk about your skin falling off, and that's totally fine.
One's a medical condition. The other one's just vile.
All right. Well, I'm going to go into work today and say, hi, guys, sorry about yesterday. It's not because the party's boring. It's because my brother Hans.
That's right. You could just say my brother Hans.
It's my friend Hunter's brother Hans.
Yeah.
You're
sorted. Welcome.
Great. Thanks.
You're on the tag team. It's right on 7:30. You're back on the tag team in 18 minutes to 8. That's Emily Williams there, who are very chatty at the
end. She's a chatty Cathy.
Is that Emily Williams of the Young Divas?
Yep.
Oh, good for her. Hey, guys, we were just talking to Shay earlier about schoolies.
Yes.
And that reminded me of my wild day at school. Did you guys get amongst it?
No, I did not. And I know that no one's surprised to hear that because...
What did we call it? True to brand.
True to brand because I just finished high school. I'm not going to go and ruin myself now by going out and doing... Also, I'm underage. So I'm not going to go out and do anything crazy. Oh, that's just...
I was underage too, and that was a real shame.
Yeah, yeah. Also, I was in Toowoomba. What can you do in Toowoomba? For schoolies.
Well, you don't stay in Toowoomba. You leave Toowoomba. That's part of the celebration.
Yeah. Okay, that's fair. Fair.
Having said that, somebody asked me what I did.
What did you do for your schoolies?
Well, I'm so glad you asked, Chris. Thank you. I went to school in a very glamorous town called Pakenham. And immediately next to my school was the Pakenham Caravan Park.
Oh, trip over your diamond.
So we rented... We rented a caravan in a tent.
You guys are crazy.
You just told me you don't stay in the place.
Yeah, well, I broke the rules. Yeah. And we just camped on the other side of a cyclone fence from the school oval. So, you know, the year 12s finish early.
Yeah.
And then we just, like, moved in next door. And then all the year 11s be out there, like, playing football.
And you just tackle them.
Yeah.
You're in school.
Just sucking back on our tinny on our deck chairs. overlooking the school.
Yeah. Oh, I remember those days.
Hello, miss. Hi, miss.
Hey, miss. No, I got a drink, miss.
What a frothy, miss.
Yeah, it was pretty glamorous. And that was just for the poor kids. That my rich friends went on a cruise. Drew went on the cruise too. A schoolies cruise, you know, because cruise boats aren't grim enough. This one was just for schoolies. And it went around all those places. You know those places that only cruise ships go? Like New Caledonia.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you only hear about them on cruise ships.
Vanuatu.
Nauru. You never hear about them.
A schoolies cruise.
Very ritzy, isn't it?
That is far too... I am offended on behalf of my poor,
I know someone that is going on a cruise for schoolies, but he's going with his parents, and he's just staying on a different deck. So he's like, yeah, it's fine, because...
A chaperoned schoolies cruise.
Yeah, he's going with his girlfriend, but he's staying on a different deck.
This is like one of those exercises where you like go around the circle and say things and then add a thing to each list and it gets worse and worse and worse. We've gone from schoolies to a schoolies cruise to a chaperoned schoolies cruise. And now what's next?
Cruise ships are dangerous though. Oh.
As is Hunter's microphone.
Cruise ships are dangerous though. I've got a friend whose mum went on a cruise ship, right? Yeah. And then she came back and she was like, oh, I had such an amazing time. And then later that month, there was a story on Today Tonight about middle-aged people going crazy on cruise ships with all this secret camera footage. And he watched it. And he's 99% sure he saw his own mum half-naked doing, like, a water slide down a bar.
What?
And he's too scared to ask her in case the answer is, yes, that was me.
And if the answer is, yes, that was me, good on her, I say.
No, I say good on her, too. Yeah. I mean, she's a great lady. She's a great lady. But he didn't, you know, it's not the sort of thing you want to perhaps see your mum doing on today. You know, Naomi Robson right there. Iguana on her shoulder. Look at this bird on the bar.
We don't really have schoolies in the UK. But I think, like, because it's around when you turn 18, isn't it?
Yeah.
So we, for all, like, my college friends and whatever... I think it was like about 20 of us went to Kos in Greece.
Oh, well, that's the thing. In Europe, you can go away. That's more exciting.
And we went there and things got pretty crazy.
Did they?
Oh, wow.
What sort of stage were you at? Describe Harry at 18 in Kos.
Describe Harry at 18. Disappeared, came back soaking wet. Everyone's like, where have you been? I just jumped in the hotel across the road's pool, scaled a fence. And then everybody had left and I was like on my own. I was like, oh, what am I going to do? Hitched a ride on a moped with a random, flagged him down, and then rode past them on the moped. Hiya! And they're like, come back! So then did a little spin around the town and came back. Got a kebab.
I was like, hiya, you right?
That's... In the club with my kebab.
Oh, my God.
I was like, is the form started yet? Did I miss the form?
Do you know what? Once again, the tag team represents all people from all walks of life. We've got partying up in Greece, camping on the back fence of your school, and staying at home in Toowoomba.
Yeah, we really are continental guys.
You're on the tag team at 7:47. You're on Joy.
All day, every day. Joy 94.9. on air and online at joy.org.au.
Hey, we were talking crazy. Well, we were talking schoolies. You gave us a great moped story.
Yes.
And that reminded me of I had one wild night once.
What?
Yeah.
On a moped?
In Thailand.
You'd be very tall for a moped.
I needed to get across the island. I was on the wrong side of Phuket and I was trying to...
I was on the
wrong
side.
The wrong side of Phuket.
And I needed to get across to the gay bars, right? So I hailed a moped man. I said, mate, take me to the glitz. Take me to the glamour. I'm on the wrong side of Phuket. And so he drove me, but up through the mountains, right?
Oh,
so
already, scenic.
Yeah, a bit terrifying. Scenic, pitch black, terrifying.
On your own.
Jungle, on my own, with just on the back of the moped. Oh. And we're going around the corners, and I'm thinking, oh, I don't like this, I don't like this. And he was going so fast.
Were you clutching? Thighs and
clutching.
Arms.
Yeah. It was in a vice-like grip between my supple thighs.
Yeah.
Anyway, he was going so fast, I started to panic, and I was like, he's got to slow down. So I started banging him on the shoulder saying, slow down, slow down. Anyway, he couldn't understand me. I was like, slow down, slow down. Then, without stopping the moped, he took his helmet off, turned right around, looked at me, and said, you want heroin? And stopped the moped. And I was like, no, sorry. There's been a terrible misunderstanding.
But hey.
I just wanted you to slow down a little.
He did slow down. He stopped because he was going to sell you some heroin.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, my God.
Baked. Yeah, terrifying. And then I was like, oh, my God, this is a bad situation. But anyway, he did deliver me to the bar where a very attractive man was really interested in me and I was really flattered. But then... he turned out to be a sex worker, which is fine, but not really what I was looking for. All's well that ends well.
Wow, that is a wild moped story.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
0427 Joy 949.
If you can spot that.
Let's get ready to rumble!
Oh, guys, we are on the home stretch. You're with the tag team on Joy 94.9.
We are, guys. We've got a lot coming up still to go, though. I'm going to tell you about running into my ex in spectacular fashion.
Missed your favourite show? Head to the new Joy website and click on podcasts to catch up with the best Joy has to offer. Joy.org.au.
Oh, guys.
Now, yes, go on. You and Hosier going to church.
Going to church.
Do you get it? Take me to church.
You're a mess.
I know. Well,
I was working on my Hosier pun.
Oh, yeah.
It's not even a pun.
No. Guys, my little brother is getting confirmed on the weekend.
Confirmed. As a homosexual.
It's definitely your brother.
It's definitely my brother. My little one.
I don't know what that means.
He's got his confirmation at school. We go to church and light a candle.
Right. What religion are we talking about?
Catholic.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no, I know about that. So that's when you're a baby and you get baptized, but then when you're a firm, sound mind, you self-determine your Catholicism.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, sure.
Will
he get dunked underwater?
No, I'm gonna take a water gun just in case they mess up it.
That's a good idea.
Take a spray. You know, like when cats are naughty and you have to spray them.
And it's in a church.
It's in a church.
And are you mad for a church or what's going on there?
Well, I think we all know the only church you'll get me into.
Charlotte.
Yep.
Oh, I've heard that joke before and I still found it funny.
You know, you said that joke so much that before when you were like, oh, I want to talk about my brother's confirmation, I was like, stand by for Charlotte Church joke.
Yep. But this is like, you know, full honesty, guys. This is the first time that I feel a bit conflicty about going to church.
Do you have to go? Can you just conscientiously object?
Do you know what? I could, but he's my little brother, you know, and I've got to go and support him. Like, they've asked me to go.
Yeah.
Like, I've got to.
That's right.
Go
I think
and support
so.
Him. Yeah. I'm just not going to close my eyes. You know, like when you pray?
Yeah.
I'm just not going to do that.
You're not going to close your eyes at all? No. Even when they say, now, everyone close your eyes?
Yeah, I'm going to.
What if that's the part where Jesus appears and then you see him and then it's ruined, like when you stay up late for Santa?
Well, is Santa going to... I can't get into my Santa story because it's too...
Well, remember last week or the other week I told you about how my mum had joined a Christian motorcycle gang,
yes.
Holy Rollers, even though she's not really a Christian.
Yes.
And she said that the best way to identify the other people that are pretending is to open your eyes during the prayer and see who else is having a look around.
Oh. Yeah.
So maybe that's the perfect idea. Keep your eyes open. You might see who else is having a sticky beak. Might be surprised who you see. Might be the reverend. Who can say for sure?
Who can say? Well, I'll keep you posted. But I think...
it would make me feel uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Like, I'd go.
Yeah.
But...
Well, I don't really understand why it makes you feel so uncomfortable.
I don't know. I just don't want to be there in a place where
because
I don't
it's a
feel
church. It's a church, and they're renowned for not really caring for Harry's kind.
The Welsh,
Welsh people. Yes.
Go on.
Simultaneous
exactly
Welsh joke.
The same woo! Time. All right. Well, I'm going to do it because I fear the wrath of my stepmom more than God. So.
Oh, absolutely.
So, absolutely. Yeah.
So
yeah.
I will be there.
Your stepmom.
I
know. God.
God, yeah. Yeah. Absolutely listening, probably. So, morning. I will be there. I will be there. Yeah, it just, I don't know. It just made me feel.
I don't feel like you're really, I don't feel like we really explored it. What are you not saying? Oh. Did you used to go to church a lot as
yeah,
a family?
Yeah, well, I went to a Roman Catholic school.
Right.
Whoa.
Yeah.
So does going to a church bring up memories or emotions or what do you feel?
I just feel like ethically.
So you're not like secretly afraid that a nun's going to appear out of nowhere and hit you with a ruler?
No, I'm aware of that. No.
I think, you know, did you just do a visual gag on the radio?
Yeah.
Bed?
For everyone listening,
don't even bother. listen, I understand that you have your feelings there, and but you do it, as you said, it's still just your brother's confirmation, so you've got to weigh up, you know. To him, he's just a young'un.
Yeah,
you don't want to be like, look, I'd love to come and support you on your big day, but...
Oh, it's a church, not going.
Yeah, I don't want to go, but some stuff's gone.
Those wafers are dry.
Yeah. All right, well, fair enough. Fair enough. I haven't got my true feelings out because I'm really scared they're listening. So.
but I will.
If I'm honest,
I will tell you. Are we doing Nan Talk today?
Yes.
Yeah. All right. This talk of confirmation has just made me think of mine. So
oh, excellent. Yeah. Stand by for that after 8:30.
And coming up next, guys.
Yes.
Coming up.
Yes.
Next, we are talking Hunter bumping in.
Oh, we're going to running into your ex. You're on the tag team. Good morning.
Dangerously there, Charlie.
Puth, we say, I think. Yes, guys, yes. Welcome back. You're on the tag team, and I have got a screw for you.
Now, Hunter, you've been teasing us all morning with your ex, and we were talking last week about you never bumping into your ex.
We were. Last week we were talking, do you talk to your ex?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That was our hot topic.
And I think we might have jinxed it.
I think we did jinx it. Because I packed my little bag on Saturday and I took myself off to Sydney.
Yes. Right?
Even further away from the ex, which was, you know, fine.
Yeah, smart.
To your boyfriend.
Yes, to Drew in Sydney. We had a great day. We went to his niece's birthday party, which was a hoot. Oh, my God. I've got another story about that. I'll tease you with that in a sec. Neighbours from hell. Then we went out. We had a big, wild night out. It was quite late at night. We were at a party in a car park. It was very cool.
Glamorous.
And then... Watto, out of nowhere, I turned around and ran nearly smack bang into my ex-boyfriend of a long time. I mean, we were together for a long time, about 8 years. And at first I thought it was like a drunken apparition, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I thought, no. But I thought, I better hit the nail on the head, you know, because I had seen him. So I had
Pashed
to
Drew
awkwardly,
in front of him.
No, I had to awkwardly get in his eye line and be like, you! It's me, the ghost of boyfriend's past.
Oh, God. What happened?
Well, it went pretty well. Not great, but perhaps as well as it could go. You know what I mean?
Yeah, okay.
Lots of small talk. We were both in town for work, so
wow.
He had a friend with him who I met. But the whole time I was thinking, oh, no, you're being a mess. You know what I mean? Like, I didn't want to be too merry,
Too merry, too friendly.
Yeah, and then I started making small talk, and then I started talking about someone that had died, and then I'm thinking, oh, this isn't good small talk. You've just ran into him at a nightclub. You shouldn't be talking about someone we know who died. So pretty, I think it went pretty well. Yeah, 10 out of 10.
10
maybe,
out of 10, right?
Maybe 4 out of 10. Oh. 4 to 6 out of 10,
How did you leave it? Was it a hug? A kiss
No, there was none of that.
Was this awkward wave where you wave
the
your
end
hand
was
too
the
long?
Yeah, the end was the most awkward part.
How did you wrap it up?
Well, there was a little bit of awkwardness, and then I thought myself, I was like, it's just time to go. So I was like, all right, then, we'll have a good time. But it does beg the question, where on earth have you run into your ex? Because what are the odds? Sometimes life can be cruel. Fate is a cruel mistress. And she whipped me one on Saturday night / early Sunday morning.
042-JOY-949. Give us a text. When did you run into your ex?
0427.
What did
Joy
I say? 949.
04JOY99.
Oh, yeah. 0427JOY949. Email on air at joy.org.au. Chris?
Where have you ran into your ex?
My favourite part of that story is when you say that you just appear to each other. I was just watching that news article with the Arias last night with the Veronicas appearing in a out of a cloud of steam.
That's what it was like.
That's how it was?
That's what it was like.
Both of you topless, covered in red glitter?
I was covered in glitter.
Yeah.
And he was topless. So together,
together
we were Jess and Lisa.
I do have a story about how I ran to my ex. I will tell you a little bit.
All day, every day. Joy 94.9. On air and online at joy.org.au.
Guys?
Yeah, babe.
It's time for a bit of what we like to call Nan Talk.
What are you saying, Nan?
People are awful.
Now, this week, guys.
Yeah.
Lorna, to her friends. She's had a new tooth.
She's got a new tooth.
Yeah, she's got a full set of teeth again because hers fell out.
Oh.
She had an operation on her neck, and she thinks that the doctors did something to loosen one of her teeth.
Clever.
Just bumped it. Just gave it a nudge.
It's called investing in the future, because then you'll know Lorna has to come back and spend more money.
Yeah. Mm. And then her tooth fell out. So she's been gappy for a while. And my sister and my brother have been calling her Nanny McPhee.
Where's the gap?
It was just her incisor.
Oh, like front left.
Left. I don't know, 8C or something they call it.
It's like having a corner window installed.
Yeah. Exactly. Nice. It was a skylight in her mouth.
Nice, lovely.
So, but now she's got a full set.
Oh, great.
And she cannot stop parading it around FaceTime. She loves it.
Really?
Yeah. Steak for every meal.
Oh,
and what do her girlfriends think? What's Pam Lai saying?
Well, she didn't go to Pam's dentist because Pam Lai recommended her a dentist.
Oh.
No, don't go there.
No.
She said, Pam's been on me to go to that bastard dentist. I told her I've been going to my dentist for 25 years. I know him. I know June, his wife. They're lovely.
That's why they call her Pushy Pam.
Yeah. Pam Lai has never had a good idea ever.
No, she really hasn't.
No,
but now she's got a full house. Nan's got a full house again. She can eat an apple.
Oh.
She is delighted.
Excellent.
Well done, Nan.
Chris, how's your grandma this week?
I don't know. I haven't spoken to her since 2013. But I will tell you a story about my Nan.
Yay.
Based on your brother's getting confirmed this weekend,
yep.
Is that correct?
Yes.
Let me tell you a story about how my grandmother forced my mother to have me christened when I was born. Mum didn't want to. She didn't want to have any religion. So Mum picked the most non-committal religion she could find, Uniting Church. So I was christened Uniting Church. Then when I was 12, I was living with my grandparents, and without telling my mother, my grandmother had me confirmed Church of England.
Twist.
A little sneaky confirmation.
Yeah, just sneakily confirmed.
Church of England's also pretty low-key, though, I think.
I mean, yeah, it's not the worst.
Is that the Anglican one?
I started to dress up and hold a candle and learn some Latin.
Really?
Oh, I had to learn something. I forgot what it was.
Oh, without your mum's permission, did Mum ever find out?
Yeah, she found out years later and was furious.
Was she?
Yeah,
God,
she was so mad.
Your manner is awful, but very brave. Well, it's very brave to get a child low-key confirmed.
Yeah.
On the down-low confirmed.
Down-low confirmed.
Down-low confirmed.
I think your Nan is a spy. The more I think about her and her ways, the more I think that she's just got like some spy.
That's actually not a bad theory.
Yeah.
Because where does she live?
She's got some spy trauma.
In Queensland.
Whereabouts in Queensland?
In Hervey Bay.
They're riddled with spies in Hervey Bay.
Are they?
The amount of state secrets up there is just insane.
Yeah.
You know what they say, Chris? If you want to hide a book, hide it in a bookshelf. Say no more. Say no more.
Yeah, okay. Okay. You don't think that, like being deceitful and lying kind of flies in the face of the whole reason of going to church in the first place?
You think she's being deceitful and lying, but that's the spy stuff to her.
That's the spy.
Really, she's a spy. Maybe a spy for the church. Harry and I can't say for sure, but that is how the evidence is looking.
Well, we'll never find out because I don't speak to her anymore, so it's fine.
Yay, happy ending. It's been Nan Talk.
It is the tag team this morning on Joy 94.9 with Harry, Hunter and Chris. That was Body Moves.
Here we go. By who, guys?
Dance?
DNC.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know how you pronounced it either,
Harry. I watched your little brain working.
I panicked. You saw me look at that and go, oh, you've got the top bit. And then you went, wait for it. DNCE.
Oh, Dinka. Yeah.
Guys, you know what I love? I love an amusement park. And I'll tell you why I love an amusement park. Roller coasters. And there is no greater roller coaster than the emotional roller coaster that is Christopher's love life.
Hold on tight, guys. White knuckle time.
Oh,
here we go.
Really? It's been all over the shop.
Last time we spoke about it.
Just 2 weeks ago.
You have been thirsting for a boy in your play, musical.
In the musical, I mean, yes.
Which is over now. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Apologies we didn't make it.
Thanks for coming to see it,
You've been thirsting for him. Last time we spoke, you were looking for some hot tips from us, as the king and queen of romance, on how to seal the deal.
How to close that deal, how to make that sale.
Yeah, we gave you all of our advice.
Yes.
Hot tips, red hot tips.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us what happened.
Well, that weekend, I put all your advice into action.
Excellent.
There was a moment where we ended up just the two of us, and I went in for the kiss.
Yep.
And was rejected.
Oh! You physically moved your head in for the kiss. And
I did go all the way. Made the briefest of contact, and then went into like a hug, which is fine. We ended up having a chat. Like, you know, I'm about to leave the country. He's out of a breakup. It's stuff. It's stuff.
Cool. You made up some reasons.
Yeah.
Shush. No one's fault. It's fine. I felt a bit bummed, but it was okay. Yeah. But then, no, do not. I realize what I said. So that was a shame.
All right.
Fast forward to a week later, the closing night party of the musical.
And if it's ever going to happen, it's at the after party, the rap party.
So it turns out, at the after party, we made out like there was a time limit.
Yeah! Because there is.
And it turns out there, in fact, is a time limit because on the following Monday this week, I sent a message saying, hey, let's hang out again. And no, crickets. Nothing.
What? Nothing.
Nothing. Nothing.
So you went to the after party. You had one wild night of passion.
Yeah.
Just at the party, though.
Yeah.
Or did it take it?
Passion.
And nothing since.
Nothing since.
Oh, God. See, I wasn't lying when I said it's a roller coaster.
It's a roller coaster.
Ups and downs, ups and downs.
Yeah. So I've been happy, sad. It's been fine.
But at least you've been happy. Like, I think we claim it as a win overall.
I think we do. You got some action. You got some lip time.
Do you know what?
Some sweet man kisses.
I did say this to a friend, because I've obviously told many people how sad I am. I was saying to someone yesterday, like, the end result is I feel about as rejected as I felt a week ago. The upshot being, I've recently been made out with. So, you know, a net positive.
Absolutely.
If we were talking monetary value, you would be a thousandaire.
Yes.
A thousander?
A thousandaire.
Yeah. A thousandaire, I really would. Because you know what?
You really would.
Because it was
It was good.
Good making out.
It was a great night out.
It was great.
You could have made out and he was awful, and then you'd be like, well, I made out with him.
No, it was
rejected. Like, you got some nice
A plus
kisses.
Plus.
Yeah.
Now, I know that you're very tight-lipped when it comes to emotions and issues of the heart. But was there anybody at the party that knew that maybe you were going to kiss? Like, was there anyone at the party who had a wind of the backstory?
Yes.
And so was there a bit of an audience to the schmooch? Because if we were there, we would have cheered.
Oh,
yes. Yes, there was. There was. I did feel many pairs of eyes and some silent cheering.
Excellent.
Some relief that oh, thank God, he can stop moping.
You feel some collective relief.
There was one moment where I was very busy. I was occupied and I heard the sliding door nearby open. And then I heard, oh, shit. And the sliding door should close again. So people were actively giving us space, which I really appreciate.
Well, congratulations. And I think really you owe it all to Harry and I and our advice.
Thank you to the two of you.
I do appreciate that.
And for my current sadness.
Come to us with another problem next week.
I will. Okay. Please
just swamp one problem,
all my
though.
Problems.
Don't swamp us.
Oh, okay.
You're on the tag team this morning on Joy 94.9 with Harry, Hunter and Chris.
Only 1 minute to nine. I mean, only 1 minute to go. And we're out of here is what I'm trying to say. Harry, you've heard from Nan. She's been listening.
Yeah, I told her about us talking about a new tooth on the radio. She got a new set of gnashes.
Tooth, mate. I tell you, if you want people to understand, you need to repronounce the way you say tooth.
Yeah, because it sounds like you're saying toot.
Tooth.
Tooth.
Tooth. Just say it with us. Come on.
Tooth.
Come on. Right. You're not even trying. There you go. Thank you.
A new tooth. Do you know,
Harry, I love, there's nothing more I love than your accent and the Welsh accent in general, except for the word tooth.
You can find more Joycasts and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.